broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona. Your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me is just pick up the phone. Give me a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Bobby Rabatti and his brother David at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. It's your one-stop shop if you're looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle, and you can reach Bobby at 602-722-9151. You know, I love listening to what some of these so-called experts have to say about the car buying experience. And I wish there was a way that I could get a hold of these people and actually question them about the things that they were talking about. And one of the articles that I was found, it was kind of ironic because it had to do with the fact that inventory is getting better. And it is on certain cars, not on everything. So if you're looking for something that might be a little less than desirable, you have a really good chance of showing up at the car dealership and finding exactly what you're looking for. If you're looking for certain Toyota models, good luck. Okay? And the problem that you have is you can't order a Toyota. It's buying a car that they have in their allocation that's incoming. And, you know, they get a new allocation every 2 weeks. And I'm fortunate enough to have a friend that every 2 weeks, if I have somebody looking for a Toyota, we speak, and he lets me know what's coming. But the nice part about that is the gentleman that I deal with is why he's looking and checking the allocation. You haven't given him a deposit. I got a call from a radio show listener that was looking for a Toyota that's pretty hard to find. And when it was hard to find, he turned around and they told him and said, well, you can leave us a deposit and we'll put you on the list and we'll call you when we have something. Well, the question then becomes, how many people are on that list? How many people are ahead of you? And will you actually see a car in any time in the near future? So recently I got a phone call from a gentleman and said, hey, I've got a gal, she's a friend of mine, and she'd like to buy a couple of cars. And she reached out and told me what she was looking for. And she was looking for cars that were not the hardest cars to find, but certainly not the easiest. So we agreed we would meet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we would look at a Cadillac Escalade ESV. And we met at the Cadillac dealership, and she had a 2022 Cadillac Escalade, not a V, a Sport Platinum, that she had purchased at a different dealership, and she had paid what we commonly joke as the stupid tax, way over MSRP, way over MSRP. And we walked out back, and we crossed the street, and behind the building at the Cadillac dealership was sitting a brand new 2024 Escalade V-Series, white with, they call it an auburn interior, but I would call it like a wine color burgundy. And the car was gorgeous. And the girl looked at it and she was like, well, you know, I really think I want to, you know, get the black. So while we were sitting there going over some numbers, her friend showed up. And I don't know if they were boyfriend, girlfriend, or just really good friends, but I think he was a determining factor as to what she was going to buy. So she looked and she said, well, Gary, before we do, can we just walk back across the street and look at that white one again? And we walked across the street, and the gentleman that she was with her, he opened the door and he looked and he was like, wow, that car's gorgeous. And she looked at him and said, you know, you're right. And she looked back at me and she says, Gary, can I buy this one? And I was, absolutely, you can buy this one. And you could probably pick it up as early as tomorrow because the truck had just been dropped off the truck at the dealership. So while we were looking at it, they were still just tinting the windows. So we went back over, we sat down, went over all the math, and she was astounded with a couple of things. One, the price she was getting on the new car, because to my best calculation, when she bought the one in 2022, she paid well over MSRP, according to the paperwork that I found in the car. She was thrilled. So she agrees to buy the car. We sign up all the paperwork, and we're now going to walk across the street to the Chevrolet dealership because the second vehicle she wanted was a 2024 Corvette Z06. And while we were talking, she told me what she wanted. And I explained to her that you would probably have to make a non-refundable deposit on that car. And I'm not a big believer in non-refundable deposits, but when you're ordering a car that I even believe will be hard for the dealership to sell if you don't buy it, I think it's fair they charge you that deposit for special ordering a car that is to your taste exactly. And she wanted a powder blue with khaki leather interior, so a blue and tan Z06. And I had sent her pictures, and you got to remember, pictures don't do the car justice. So we walked across the street, walked into the showroom, and she stops in her tracks. When she sees this, I don't know what the color they call it is, but it's that muddy gray. Toyota calls it cement, destroyer gray, whatever it is. It's the one that's kind of dull. And it had black interior with red accents on the door panels, dashboard, and seats. So parts of the seats were red. And while I'm talking to the GM, we're talking about, you know, pricing and this, that, the other thing. She turns to the general sales manager and says, I'll take this one. And we sat down, we did the paperwork, and while they were prepping the car and getting ready to go into finance, we walked back across the street. And as we got back across the street, we probably waited 5-6 minutes for the Escalade to show up because they had taken it to fill it with gas. So they filled the Escalade with gas. We jumped in the Escalade. We drove across the street. Her boyfriend grabbed a couple of boxes with stuff that was in her old Escalade. He drove home in the Escalade. He came back with her trade-in. And on that vehicle, it was a 2021 Ford Bronco. And by the time he got back with the trade-in, we were already done in finance. And about maybe 5 minutes later, the Corvette was ready to be delivered. So I think she was amazed at a couple of things. First, that I was able to find both cars for her. Second, that the pricing that she got was well below what she believed she was going to have to pay based on what some of her families had paid for the same cars. And the third thing that really blew her away was we met at 2 o'clock and we shook hands and she gave me a hug and I was leaving while she was taking delivery of the Corvette. And it was about 5 after 6. So she actually bought a Cadillac Escalade V and a Corvette Z06. Dealerships were across the street from each other. And she was out in 4 hours with both cars, one of them already in her garage at home. Folks, I'm really good at helping people buy cars. I'm not a salesperson in a car dealership. And if you confuse me with that, our relationship's not going to go too far. I'm here to help you. I am not here to convince you to do anything. I'm not here to talk you into doing anything. I'm here to guide you through the process of purchasing a vehicle and making sure that you get what you want. So I have a gentleman that I'm actually going to meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, he was looking for a Ford Bronco for his wife. And we had talked months ago, and she wasn't sure what she wanted, but when they called me yesterday, they were absolutely sure what they wanted. And actually, it was last week. And they had driven a couple of these. And they went to one Ford dealership that had a Big Bend trim level that they had done a lift kit on, and they had put larger wheels and tires on the car. And it was a really nice lift. It was a Fox lift, which makes a lot of the components for Raptors. So we talked about the car, and it was with my advice that I really don't think you should buy a 2023. So this is a car that in 2021 you couldn't get your hands on. And here in 2024, there's still 2023s sitting on showroom floors. And we talked about the car. And I said, I would be happy to go with you to that dealership if we can't get a car. She goes, well, I also drove one that was at another Ford dealership. And then I told him I had found one that was at a third dealership. And we had figured out that he needed the upgraded tech package because he wanted the better stereo and the larger screen for the infotainment system, which in a Wildtrak is a 354A package, I believe. So Friday came along last week. And remember, I'm recording the show on Tuesday. So we had talked and we had decided we're going to try to get the car that was a 354A Wildtrak. I'm going to finish this story after we come back from the break. And I want to send out a very special thanks to my good friend Tom Isles, Paul Glanz at Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC at Camelback, a Phoenix on Camelback. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter has celebrated 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glenn's general manager has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for over 30 years now. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located 12th Street in Camelback, and let them show you the way the car ownership buying experience is meant to be. Remember, if you'd like my help, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370, or you can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience a no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone and give Gary Green a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories, or they're happy to custom order their Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the the Mercedes-Benz Best of Best Award many times over. Located 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona, or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com. I was talking about my friend wanting the Bronco. So on Friday, we decided that if the vehicle that he had test driven at the dealership wasn't available, my friend couldn't trade and get it, I would be happy to go with him on Monday to that dealership because I did know somebody that worked there. So we decided to let Saturday, Sunday go by, and along comes Monday, and I hear from my friend at Rodeo Ford, and he says, hey, my guy will be in around noon. I'll know pretty quick if I can get the car. Well, 12 o'clock comes and goes. 1 o'clock, I give David a call, and he says, hey, I called him. I texted him. It's unusual that I didn't hear back from him. So about 4 o'clock, he calls me and says, hey, I want to let you know my guy's off. So they have someone else check and see if the car is available. And I should know shortly if it's available. So 5 o'clock yesterday, I get a text. I get a call. It's David. I got it. So he was actually able to trade and get this Wildtrak Bronco, not having one to send back to the other dealership. So I reached out to the client and I said, hey, just want to let you know, when do you want to pick your car up? And he was like, are you kidding? I said, nope. He got the car. And the crazy thing was, when I told him I would go with him to the dealership that had the car, he actually said to me, I really don't want to go there. I just didn't really like the way we were treated when we went there for a test drive. If we have to come out with a plan B, if we can't get that car, we'll come up with something. And tomorrow morning, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, we're going to meet, and he's going to take delivery of his Velocity Blue Bronco Wildtrak 354A package, which is exactly what he wanted. When I sent him back the picture, he couldn't believe that I was able to get the car. My business works because of relationships that I have. And a lot of my friends will go out of the way, if the car is available, and do whatever they can to help my clients get the car that they really want, not the car that the dealership has and wants to sell them. And I was pretty dead set against him not going and buying the 2023 that had the lift, because it was a 23 and it was a lower trim level, and it would have cost more than the Wildtrak cost because of the lift and the other accessories that were put on it. And unfortunately, when you go to trade that car in, those lift items don't really add much to the value as a trade-in. You know, speaking of deals, I had a dear, dear friend of mine. His wife called me last week, and she said, Gary, I have a friend of mine. I need you to do your thing with her. She called me, and I said, this is what you need to do. You need to tell her, if she steps foot in a car dealership ever again without you talking to me, you will never speak to her again. So I get a phone call from the woman, and she's very nice, and she wants to get a Mercedes-Benz. She has a Mercedes-Benz, and I kind of and my friend was convinced that the dealership was giving her a terrible deal. Terrible, terrible deal. So we met out at my good friends at Arrowhead Mercedes, and I had one of my friends show her some cars. And I stopped them pretty quick because I told her, you have champagne taste and you're really on a beer budget, if not Diet Coke. And it's sad to say, you know, she was coming out of a Mercedes that was an A-class that was a little over 40 grand, and she was looking at $70,000 coupes and wanted to lease and was hoping she could lower her payment. So I told her, let's do this. Let's look at the car that I can get the closest to what you want to do. and let's see if it makes sense. By the way, do you have the paperwork from the other dealership? And when she showed me the paperwork, I looked at it and said, you know, it's actually a pretty good deal. And I confirmed that with my friend Jim at Arrowhead Mercedes. But here's what the problem was. They were trying to force her to buy a car that she didn't want. She didn't want a small SUV. She wanted a small sedan. She didn't want to come up with $7,000, and she didn't want her payment to be right around $600 a month. And they had discounted the heck out of this Mercedes that they were trying to lease her, and they gave her at least $2,000 more for her trade-in than her car was worth. So what I had to explain to her was, where you were, they were giving you a great deal. It was a great deal, but the numbers don't work for you. And worse than that, it's not a car that you wanted to buy. I will never forget, years ago, I was sitting in a Ford dealership with a buddy of mine, not Rodeo, but he had a GT350. And it was back when you could probably buy a nice Mustang GT Premium for about $42,000. Leather interior, manual transmission, and buy a nice car. So he was grinding on me. And he's a buddy. Gary, let me take the car off the showroom floor, take it for a ride. Once you drive it, you'll buy it. He says, and I'll sell you the GT350 that I have sitting on the showroom floor for invoice. And I said, I don't want to drive it. I don't want it at invoice. So what I tried to explain, the point I'm going to make is, it didn't matter that he offered me a great deal, because he did offer me a great deal, because at that time, the GT350s were bringing a considerable amount over MSRP. And he offered to sell me one at invoice. But at the end of the day, the Mustang that I had, I paid $36,000 for. And this one, at invoice, was still $58,000. So the joke that I make is, if you can buy a brand new Rolls Royce and they knock $100,000 off, sure, you're saving $100,000. But what if you can't afford the other $400,000? The deals are all relative. The deal has to make sense. Now, at the end of the day, this woman basically told me, I want a lower payment than I have, and I don't have $7,000 that I want to put into a lease. And I don't want anybody to ever put $7,000 into a lease. So my advice to her was, you like the car that you have, stay in the car that you have. When the lease is over, we'll figure something out. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. Joey absolutely understands what it is that I'm trying to do to help my clients, and I really, really appreciate his support of Your Car Insiders. Remember, easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, call me at 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone. Give me a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Adam Breen, Dave McCone, and their team over at Earnhardt Hyundai in Santan and Gilbert. 3252 South Auto Way, Gilbert, Arizona. And they're actually in the process of building a brand new state-of-the-art Genesis franchise that Adam will also be looking over. You know, I see these articles and they sometimes make me kind of nuts because I truly believe that these people have never, ever stepped foot in a car dealership as an employee. And the joke that I made someday with somebody was we were talking about something and he worked for one of these big publications. And I said, let me ask you a question. When you go into the dealership, do you introduce yourself? Yep. Do you tell them what you do? Yep. Do you give them your business card? Yep. Do you think they treat you the same way they treat the customer that walked in, that's the average Joe? Do you actually think that when you hand them a business card that says you work for Edmunds, you work for Kelly Blue Book, any of these, you think they're going to treat you the same? Absolutely not. You have to go in there if you want the treatment as a mystery shopper. Seven costly car buying mistakes almost everybody makes. Let's see how smart this person is. Buying a new car can be incredibly intimidating, and it's understandably why you might be overwhelmed. We all want to find the perfect car, but looking at all the features and dealing with pushy car salespeople can be exhausting. Before you start your next car buying journey, it's important to know some of the most common and expensive mistakes many people make so you can avoid them at all costs. Now, one thing that's great about dealing with me is I eliminate one thing. I eliminate the pushy salesperson. The people that I deal with are not pushed around, tried to be convinced. The salesperson becomes more of what he calls himself a tour guide. One of the worst things you can do when buying a new car is become attached to a single car before you look at other models. While the first car you test might have the look and features you want, other models might be a better fit. When you start your car search, identify a few models you want to consider and make sure you thoroughly look at each before making a decision. Consider the features, safety readings, and reviews for each and make sure you test drive all of them. Once you've given each significant attention, you can decide which will be the best fit. I absolutely love when my clients do the test drives without me. The other thing that I agree with this. Don't necessarily buy a car based on the location. Car manufacturers price their cars based on your location. While a dealership near you might have a car listed for one price, that doesn't mean a dealership on the other side of the state will have the same price. Car manufacturers price their cars based on your location. In the same location, all MSRPs and all invoices are the same. Different regions have different incentives. But remember, you live in Arizona, you go to California, you try to buy a car, they'll sell you the car, but there's a rebate that's applicable to California residents, and when you whip out your Arizona driver's license, you don't get the rebate. So it's a great idea to find, more importantly than the dealership that's closest to you, you want to know which dealership sells the most cars. Because there's usually a reason why they sell the most cars. It's because they offer the best price and they have the best inventory. Don't ever skip the test drive. The car you're considering might look good from the outside, but there's no way to know if it's right for you until you get behind the wheel and take it for a test drive. Absolutely test drive the car. And absolutely, if you're short and you're buying an SUV and you want to make sure that you can close the liftgate, because you don't want to find out after you're all done and after you signed all the paperwork that when you walk out to the car, you realize the car doesn't have a push button to lower the rear deck lid, the rear tailgate, which means you have to make sure you can reach it and pull it down. It's very important to test drive the car. Make sure you understand the features. When negotiating from a price, Never use the sticker price as the benchmark. Ensure you have all the information you need. Okay. In the last 3.5 years, if you walked into a car dealership, up until about 5 months ago, and you used the word invoice, they would laugh at you. I don't care if you have the invoice in your hand. It doesn't mean they're going to sell you a car at invoice. It's great information. You might offer a price below MSRP, but it'd still be above thousands above what they actually paid for the car. You should aim to get the price as close to invoice as possible. This means you're getting the best deal. All I'll tell you is good luck with that, okay? It's a matter of understanding what they'll do and what they won't do. I want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Troy and Rick at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, before I go into the last segment, it's kind of a little bit of a sad story. You know, if you've been listening to the radio show for quite a while, you understand that there's three things that I'm really passionate about. Okay, I really enjoy cigars, and I really enjoy cars, and I absolutely adore dogs. And recently I found a new cigar shop, you know, when I say recently, about 8 months ago, called Cigar Therapy. Discover a haven of relaxation is Cigar Therapy, a veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road on the southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. It's just a great little shop. It's not really big. They probably have 10, 15 chairs. He has a very well-stocked humidor with a great selection of cigars. And he had a wonderful, wonderful Rottweiler by the name of Kira. And Kira hasn't been around much lately because she was sick. And I had stopped in last week and, you know, it's Jimmy Indiana. It's a boyfriend and girlfriend that run the shop. And I asked her about Kira and her eyes swelled up and she said, she passed away. And it was kind of sad. You know, it's a wonderful place. And I couldn't sit in the cigar shop. I said, I got to go get something to eat. And I walked out and I left because I knew if I sat there with her, dogs passing away. And this dog was without a doubt one of the sweetest animals I've ever been around in my life. But enough of that. It's a great cigar shop. If you enjoy cigars, 43rd Avenue and West Bell Road, Cigar Therapy. We're going to go back to these seven costly mistakes. Negotiating a trade-in when negotiating a new car price. Car dealerships love to, and they do, they love to negotiate everything at the same time. They want to get to a difference. So what you have to do is you have to be able to be smart enough to keep everything separate. Okay, because I can't tell you how many people that I've spoken to and how many people I've seen that they get caught up in what they're getting for their trade and they don't realize that the dollar amount they're getting to their trade, on the other side, they're raising the price of the car by a certain amount. And that's called the dealership is concentrating on your hot button. When a dealership presents numbers to you, it's presented in a manner where there's a price, a trade, a down payment, and a monthly payment. And the first thing that the customer reacts to is their hot button. I don't want that payment. I want more for my trade. That's too much for the car. And a trained salesperson will go after that item. But the advantage that you have sometimes is that some of these salespeople don't actually know what they're doing, and I call those liners. So when you go out on a test drive and you come back and you're immediately TO'd to somebody else, that tells you right there that they're sitting you down with somebody that actually knows how to negotiate, not the salesperson that knows to show you how the car works. Car dealerships don't make money when they sell, make much money when they sell a car. When they make money when customers purchase the extras. These include extended warranties, rust protection packages, fabric protection, anti-theft packages. These might sound beneficial to most buyers. Most are a waste of money. I'm a believer in some of the products. I'm not a believer in all of them, but I will tell you this. When I help a client buy something and I help them buy some of those products, I make sure that they get the best bang for the buck when they add these protections. Now, I'm a big believer in wheel and tire protection. I absolutely am. And I can't tell you how many clients I've had and call me up. They have a car 3 months and they had a blowout and they want to know if the dealership will replace the tire. Okay. Did you buy the wheel and tire protection? No, I didn't want to buy that. Then they're not going to replace the tire. I'm a believer in the wheel and tire protection, and I'm absolutely a believer in the service contracts. But it's a matter of understanding what you're buying when you're buying that service contract. I'm also, and you know this by now, I'm not a big fan of getting pre-approved. I'm absolutely a fan of you figuring out what it is that your lender has that they can offer you. Okay? You don't necessarily have to get pre-approved. If you belong to a credit union, if you belong to a bank, there's no reason you can't reach out to them and ask them, what are your rates today for this term with this kind of a loan value? Because a lot of people get caught up when they see interest rates as low as. They miss the part that it's 20% required down, and it's only 36 months. I had a gentleman, I've told this story before, that drove down from Sholo. He wanted the 1.9% that was being offered by General Motors on a Chevrolet pickup truck. However, one thing he didn't realize was that was 36 months. He was financing a little over 60 grand. It was an $1,800 payment. He didn't want an $1,800 payment. The other thing that people don't always take into consideration is there's tiers. And for most of those low APRs, you need to have really good credit. And when I say really good credit, most of them are a minimum of 700, if not more. Toyota, I think you could be as low as a 680 and qualify for their highest tier. But the thing I'm trying to point out and help you with is I'm here to walk you through the process of helping you get the best deal possible at the time that you're buying the car. You know, I was blown away the other day. I talked about this Bronco, and the customer said to me, oh, and they told me there's incentives. And, you know, the mouth thought faster than the brain, and I thought to myself immediately, there's no way there's rebates on Broncos. Well, guess what? There is. I'm not quite sure if it's on 24s, but I know for sure it's on 23s, and I'm 90% sure it's on 24s. So here's a car that was virtually impossible to get. There were people waiting 18 months to 2 years, and now there's rebates. Okay? All of these people, including myself, ran out and bought Dodge Challenges, Dodge Chargers for what they called the last call. Well, here we are in May, and the last call has who knows how many thousands. Last month, it was 50,023 Dodge Chargers and Dodge Challengers sitting on the lot. Inventory's getting better, but please understand, it boils down to what it is you're trying to buy. If you're looking for something and you show up at the dealership and they only have one of them, the odds that another dealership's going to have a bunch of them is pretty darn slim. But one of the advantages that I have is my friends will actually run locates for me, and they will tell me what's out there. They will tell me who has the car. When I couldn't find this Bronco, okay, they told me who else might possibly have a car, and the sad part, There was nobody else in the state of Arizona that had that color with the 354A package. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, please pick up the phone. Give me a call. 602-525-1370. If you feel the need that you have to send an email, please, Your Car Insider's website, there's a contact page. I will get back to you within 12 to 24 hours. If you put a phone number in, I will call you. But I'm promising you, if you don't put a phone number in, I'm going to email you and I'm going to ask you to call me. Because when I've done this email thing and somebody asks one question and then I answer the question, they send another question. Pick up the phone. It's a lot easier. And if you don't like what I have to say when we're done talking on the phone, say, Gary, I appreciate your time, but I don't really think that it's going to work between us. And remember, on the flip side of that is I can talk to somebody and I can say, I don't think it's going to work. I got a call, a referral from a gal, from a gentleman, and I didn't know his number because I had taken his phone number out of my phone. And he sent me the information and I said, who is this? So when he sent me who it was, I said, have her call me. So took a few days, she reached out to me, and she's in a horrible, horrible situation. She's upside down big time in three cars that she currently owns, and she wanted my advice on stuff. But the third or fourth time that she told me, my son works at CarMax, okay? If she thinks for one second that CarMax can help her when she's 15 grand upside down in a BMW, okay, let her son help her. And I actually told the woman, and I said, you know, I'm a little reluctant to spend a lot of time with this. I've had referrals from this gentleman in the past, okay? And I speak to them on numerous occasions, and then they disappear, okay? And the sad part is they're his children. So, and I've never helped the dad. Dad was a previous client from years and years ago, but I did have his son, one of his sons call me, and it was probably one of the easiest car deals in the world that I've ever done with his son when we got the Hyundai Palisade. If you're not happy with what I'm telling you, please don't feel bad about telling me, Gary, I'm not interested at all in having you help me. You will not hurt my feelings. I will not beg you to allow me to help you because I'm helping you. I'm not selling you a car. And please, always keep in mind, you didn't decide to buy a car. The dealership decides to sell you a car. If you walk in and they agree to your numbers right away, it's because the deal made sense to the dealership. You're throwing out terms that if they agree to, you probably offered too much from the car in the very beginning. At the very end, and don't get me wrong, there are dealerships that they will sell cars and they will lose money because the deal makes sense for them to lose money. When I say makes sense for them to lose money, if they have a monthly or quarterly bonus and they're short a couple of cars on that bonus, and that bonus is worth $400,000, and if you miss it by one, you don't get $399,000, you get zero. I understand how the car business works. If you'd like my help, like I've said before, pick up the phone, call me, 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. If you don't feel like waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, you can go to the 960 The Patriot website. You can look up the podcasts. I'm at the bottom because it's alphabetical. So it's Your Car Insiders, and you can listen to the podcasts at your convenience. You can also go to the Your Car Insiders website, and there's years, years of podcasts. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Anthony Reed at Reed Motors. Anthony and his family I've known him for over 25 years. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned cars in the $10,000 to $15,000 range, and he's located at 2121 East Indian School Road, and you can reach him at 602-957-0721. I want to take a minute, and I want to thank all the sponsors, Bobby Rabati and his brother David at B&N Auto Sales, Matt, Tom, Jim over at Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, Tom and Paul at Coulter, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Eamon, Joey, my friend Ben at Earnhardt Honda in Avondale, Adam Breen, Dave McCone, Eric Little, all the guys at Santan Hyundai Genesis have been great. My dear friend David Garcia at Rodeo Ford, Troy and Rick at Lundy's Pure Volkswagen, my friends Jimmy and Deanna at Cigar Therapy, and last but not least, Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. Please feel free to call me at 602-525-1370. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And remember, easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. My name's Gary Green, your Car Insiders, and once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370, and I want to thank everybody that checks in, listens to the show, whether it's on the air on Saturdays or through a podcast.